I want to, before we get into everything else, I did want to let people know that we've got an event coming up here at the radio station. It's for the second year in a row, we'll be celebrating For the Love of Community Radio. That's going to be a week from Friday. I think that's the 13th.
The 13th,
yeah.
Indeed.
During Loki's show, Without Borders, from 5 to 7. And we are at 121 Wyatt Drive, number 9, across the street from Hubbard's Music, next to the Labor Union. Everybody's invited. This is just going to be, last year's was kind of a big fundraiser. This year, we just got done with our fundraiser, and so we're not going to be doing that nearly as much.
We're just going to hang out and have fun.
We're going to hang out and have
fun. Listeners and supporters.
And celebrate our success and thank everybody who helped us. So once again, that's going to be a week from Friday from 5 to 7 here at the radio station, 121 Wyatt Drive.
On Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
And an idiotic thing I learned this week. Did you know that in some other cultures, Tuesday the 13th is the one people avoid?
I didn't. Friday the 13th is tied to the, I always thought the crucifixion. Well, is that right? I know it's something biblical. Or at least I
thought
it's something
it was
biblical.
Yeah, I thought it was the Last Supper.
Okay.
12 or so, yeah. Apostles plus Jesus. But I think it goes deeper than that. I think 12 was always, you know, completion and
the
12 of everything.
Right.
And it's not just the Gospels, you know, the.
I wonder why that is.
The signs and everything else. And 13 was this odd number out there that people didn't trust.
It just seems so random to me. I don't know. A lot of religion, I guess, seems random to me.
Well, in China, 4 was the number, you know, you did. Like some buildings here didn't have a 13th floor.
Yeah, no, right.
I know. Some in China didn't have a 4th.
Okay.
Because se sounds very much like se.
Sure.
One means 4, one means death.
Okay.
Not that my pronunciation is correct in terms of the
right.
Tones,
that makes just as much sense as ours. I mean, you know, it's superstition and panned down over the years, and who knows how it started. What do you want to start with in terms of local? A lot of topics we can dive into.
Yeah, obviously we ought to get to 828.
The movie studio.
Yeah, but I'm particularly perturbed by the county's conduct.
Yeah, you called in last week, I think, when we had Sheriff Stewart on.
Yeah, the county basically sent a guy a letter, and they may be right. I don't know, you know, if somebody judged it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't walk around with the guy when he's talking to county officials or taking video or whatever. Maybe he broke some of their rules.
Right.
But basically, they didn't like what he had to say, and they sent him a letter saying, don't come back, you're trespassed. And then they, when he did come back in a comical fake mustache and was standing quietly in line to speak, they took a 15, 20-minute break to arrest him and throw him in jail for it. And that's just not right, based on a county manager. And I've asked them, you know, can you justify this in terms of not giving
him any
due
process? Let me ask you, what do they say he did? What are the allegations? What do they say he did?
Their letter to him says that he videotaped intrusively. What they mention in particular is there were some people leaving in the parking lot, and I'm guessing the people were probably from Austin, but probably people who supported the Jupiter Project.
Yeah.
But he filmed them in the parking lot, and they didn't like it. Well, that, as far as I know, that's perfectly legal.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a Tenth Circuit case where, you know, a guy, kind of a gadfly like this one, but not here, was videotaping cops, and the cops got in his way, and they shine a flashlight into his camera. They didn't take it. But they did.
No, I think that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Those kinds of incidents
and
happen a lot.
And he got damages.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, there's a First Amendment right to speak.
No, there isn't. No, there isn't.
At a limited public forum, sure.
Not at it. I do not believe the open meetings law gives you the right to attend. It does not give you the right to speak.
That's true. But there's something called a U.S. Constitution Amendment 1.
Okay.
And if there's a limited public forum, that could be, you know, the protest tree when I was a kid going to school. You know, people could stand in front of that and say whatever they wanted.
Okay, let's say every day, every meeting I come in and I just start spewing profanities and making horrible allegations right. that aren't true.
Okay, well, first thing is, if you're doing it not during public input.
No, I'm okay. following all the rules.
All right. Then what they should do is, you know, tell you don't be doing that.
Okay.
And then they tell you, listen, we're going to lift your right to even be here.
Right.
Here's when, you know, here's why and specify why.
Right. Well, it sounds like they did that. I mean.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
And then here's, you know, we'll have, if you disagree, we'll have a hearing before
okay.
county commissioner. So, you know, whoever, okay. a judge.
Yeah, I see your point.
The county commissioner. You get a hearing.
You have to have due process.
And a right to appeal.
But
they didn't give them any of that.
I know.
So they could.
I guess my question is, that is how they should do it. Does the law require them to do it? Because like I said, my understanding of open meetings yeah. law is that nobody has a right to speak. They are not required
you
to have an
under
open.
No, that's right. If it's basically the principle in all this law that if you don't have you are correct that it does not. Should, but it doesn't
right.
require a public input.
Right.
But if there is public input, you can't say, well, you talked against Jupiter, or, well, I didn't like way you talked.
Right, that's right.
Or, you know, I didn't like that you took videotape.
You can't say we're
this.
Only going to hear from Democrats, for example.
Yeah, you can't do anything like that.
Yeah.
If they feel like his other conduct was such that they can trespass him, it's not like you trespassing your brother-in-law for coming over drunk all the time.
Yeah,
they have to have a hearing, because if they didn't, they could trespass you or me, and we would be forced either to go to jail,
yeah, that
as this fella
right.
did.
That sounds right.
Or sue them and spend a bunch on lawyers, which
right.
most of us are not ready to do.
Yeah.
So, hello? It's just plain wrong. And I've said that to them, and in most situations, this is the embarrassing part. One of the embarrassing parts. I mean, you can look, anybody listening can look on GPT chat and see, you know, ask the question, what do you require if you want to trespass somebody from a public building?
Right.
What's required?
I think
won't even say,
yeah.
well, here's our view. We don't have to give them due process because, or.
Yeah, I get your point. I do.
They're mortified. And we're going to pay a lot of money to this fellow
yeah.
if he sues, or to the ACLU if they sue.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll be able to work it out, because I think you're probably right. I think but I think it's significant of a bigger story, and that is the county commission is running scared on
yep.
Project Jupiter, because they know that they do not have public support on this, and they shoved it down our throats. They absolutely know that, and they know they're going to pay a price for that when the election time. We heard Shannon Reynolds didn't even try to defend it. He basically, yep, people are getting mad. People are going to, you know. I thought that was interesting.
Most of them also went to a fancy restaurant on Jupiter's dime. And
Nathan Small, does he have still have $10,000 of their campaign money, I believe?
As far as I know.
That's wrong.
And I know that.
That's absolutely
you know, and
wrong.
I know they offered it to county commissioners.
Mm.
And what the county commissioners did, I don't know.
Either way, obviously it would be much worse if they took bribes. But either way.
Paying campaign money is also not too pretty.
Oh, to me, campaign money is a bribe.
Legal.
As we discussed last night, some words have both a dictionary definition and a legal
yep.
definition.
Now, I'm not disagreeing with
yeah,
you.
Yeah. So,
and you know, I'm mortified by Nathan, who
yes.
was
his
friend and a young environmentalist,
and gets called out on that and says, "Well, I'll think about giving it back." Okay. No. Okay. I guess you spend long enough in the system.
I mean, people who defend Nathan say, well, he's no longer an environmental activist. He's got a high position
in
our financing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I get that.
And he's got to think about the whole state.
Sure.
But I...
That doesn't explain the $10,000.
No, it doesn't explain it to me.
It may explain his vote, and it may explain his position, but in terms of the money, he's just wrong. Give it back.
Yeah, we'll have him on the show and make that point to him and see what he says. Speaking of votes in the legislature, Steinborn's proposal to
his microgrid bill.
His microgrid bill isn't even getting a hearing.
Right.
And there was a climate change bill, and I don't know the details of it, so maybe there's some defense to this.
But, yeah, really. The Clear Horizons bill, basically what it would do is it would take the goals that were passed
and codify
in 2000 and codify them.
Yeah.
Exactly. And have, say, by this date we're going to be at this level, and that's what it would do.
And Joe Cervantes joined three Republicans in a 7-member committee to ding it.
He did. It still got out of that committee, but that was its first committee.
Mm-hmm.
And we are 2/3 of the way through a 30-day session, so it's going nowhere.
It ain't
going
to happen.
Yeah, right. Representative Ferrari has already pulled her Green Amendment bill. That's not going to happen. Yeah, 30-day sessions are, if the skids aren't greased going in. So what we are going to get is we'll get the doctor's compact.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get the, they did pass the Immigrant Safety Act, which is going to keep Little Texas from opening up detention centers is what it's going to do, because they're just dying to do that down there in Chavez County and take all our empty warehouse and turn them into immigrant detention centers. So that's not going to be happening. That's good news. And that's one where Cervantes did change his vote from last year to this year. According to the news story, he gave some kind of speech about I've grown and whatever. To me, that I've changed my position on that one, too, and it has nothing to do with growth. It has everything to do with what I see every day in Minnesota.
Yep.
Those guys.
Well,
whatever.
Growth in a sense.
Okay, I guess.
You know,
but it's certainly
your
a shift.
Your mind and your thoughts did not have Minnesota in them.
No, that's fair.
In the computation.
But it's just reacting to current events, I guess, is what I'm saying. Because a month ago, I'd
have
been open to the idea.
I wouldn't have chosen the word growth either, probably.
to me, that's a. Okay, whatever.
But, it's fair.
Yeah. So I guess the bottom line is, and also wanted to mention the malpractice bill that is made it through its first committee, the House Health Committee. So that's going nowhere.
Do want to mention, just because it's sad or absurd or whatever adjective you want to put on it, and Trump is sometimes brilliant. He doesn't like the fact that even the national opera won't perform at the Trump Kennedy Center.
Right. Everybody's canceled.
Philip Glass, and everybody's canceling, and nobody's going. And
you can only do Lee Greenwood so many times.
What do you do if you keep seeing these headlines that, everybody we ever heard of is canceling?
Shut it down.
Yeah. So he shut it down for the next year or two.
And you do what you want it to do.
It's suddenly decrepit.
Well, but let's face it. He's good at two things. I don't know if he's good at real estate, but he made a lot of money. Well, he lost a lot of money. He built a lot of impressive buildings, not by himself, but I mean, you have to give him some credit. There are impressive buildings all over the world. And golf courses and other things.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, if you were asking what area do you have the most expertise, I am certain that would be his answer. So that's what he wants to focus on. He wants to focus on the ballroom. He wants to focus on the Kennedy Center. He wants to focus on putting marble and gold.
Which he thinks is bigger than it is. See,
I think he's done with Greenland. Just like, he's done with Canada should be the 51st state. I think he just throws these things out there and they have a cycle and then they're done. And I don't think we hear about Greenland again.
Probably not for 6 months or a year.
Well, we'll see. You're true. You're not wrong. Right. He does bring
the real
things
concern
back.
Nationally is he's nationalizing. He wants to nationalize
the
election.
To.
Even if he doesn't,
he has seized ballots in Georgia.
Yeah.
Somehow he was able to get a grand jury, I think, order or a court order or something.
He runs the FBI.
No, he got a court order.
Did he?
He got a warrant.
One?
Yeah, you can't take him without a warrant. So he did get, and so now the FBI has all the ballots from, not all of Georgia, just Fulton County, just where the black people are.
But I'm pretty sure, you know, come the 2026 election, which through, you know, his sympathizers are in trouble.
Oh yeah,
we're going to see a lot of ICE enforcement. You know.
In swing states. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I don't think it will matter. He already tried to gerrymander his way out of this, and Democrats responded, and that didn't work. And you're right. I have no doubt that. But there are ways. There are mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
And let's face it, if we are not suggesting here that people who are here illegally are voting.
No.
And so if you are here legally and you have the right to vote, you should have no fear if there are ICE agents standing, or you really shouldn't.
But they're creating that fear.
Oh, of course.
Renee Good was here illegally.
Different story. I mean, that's a different story.
Well, they have taken a lot of people who are here illegally, including citizens, I think, and arrested them, thrown them in jail, whatever, even sent them to Salvador.
I understand that, but I also understand there
scary.
Is going. Oh, I'm not saying it's
I
not
think
scary.
It's meant to be,
and I'm not saying it won't suppress some of the vote. It will. I'm saying this is going to be such a swing election that it won't matter. And we are seeing that.
I think you're right.
In special elections in Republican states. And so, yes, I mean, from now until that election, he is going to do everything he can do. And he will be abetted by Republican legislators and Republican clerks. But I have faith in our voting system. I do. I think it is worth noting that our New Mexico was recently ranked by some independent as the best in the nation. And to me, that all goes back to Bill Richardson.
Right. It's been thought highly of for quite a while.
Well, before he replaced, we used to have some of the oldest, least trustworthy voting machines in the country. And he got rid of all of those, went to all paper ballots. And now we're the best.
I'm laughing because I'm reading a text I had this morning and I hadn't had a chance to turn the phone on.
Okay.
And it says, good morning. You and or Walt ought to do a commentary warning of what's happening with the election system. Raid on Fulton County and 12 states that have already turned their voter rolls over to the federal government. Well, we agree.
Yes. I hadn't heard the 12. I assume they're all Republican states that all went for Trump. Okay. They're saying, we may be crooks. Check us out. I
have less
that.
Faith in our voting these days. But I do think that the popular swing is so against Mr. Trump and anybody in either party who cavorts with him. But I think,
you know, in a close election, voter suppression can make a huge difference. Yep. But I don't think this is going to be a close election.
Well, it will be in some of those states. I don't know if I told you, but we had dinner with a friend from here. Actually, used to do a show on this station, and moved to Amarillo, and is married or partnered with a gentleman
with
there.
Carrie?
And her partner was here, and I asked him, because I knew he was a fervent Trumpist.
Yeah.
I said, "Have you had any second thoughts?" And he said, "No, Trump's great." He says, "And now the tariffs are kicking in, and the economy's improving." And I said, "You know, tell me about that. How the tariffs are helping us?" And he said, we ought not to talk politics because we're not going to agree. And everybody else at the table, though they agreed with me about Mr. Trump, agreed with him about the idea we shouldn't be talking about it.
That's right. That's right.
So that was the end of that. But
and that's too bad, but that's just where we're at.
There are people who, for whatever reason, are still fervent Trumpists, even though a lot of Republicans and a lot of independents, or quite a few Republicans and a great many independents who voted for him, are thinking differently now.
Yeah. No, that, listen, we are a two-party country, right. And so even if you're not thrilled with your guy,
tell it to me, Agashima.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Maybe someday. I mean, I would love it if we ever had a viable third party. I really would, but we don't.
Likewise.
And so you may not be in love with your guy, but you have been so not brainwashed, but programmed, or I mean, year after year after year after year of I'm on the blue team or I'm on the red team. That's hard to break.
Right. Yeah.
And you get
and
who
cares if my coach molests some of the...
Well, and not only that, you're watching your news. You're not watching their news. And so you're getting your information and your value system validated every single day. you know, it's just where we're at. I honestly think that's the big, you know, and I'm biased because I was in news my whole life. But when we had three networks and everybody was watching Walter Cronkite or David Brinkley, you could disagree on how we should get out of this mess. But everybody kind of agreed that, okay, this is what we're dealing with. This is what we need to fix. This is what the problem is. Right now, we don't even agree on the starting point.
You know, being a little bit older than you, I watched those networks say, everything's going great in Vietnam for quite a while.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And, you
know. No, there's a downside to it as well. But at least it attempted to be unbiased and down the middle and fair.
The New York Times, the gray lady, has made incredible efforts that way.
Right.
Which was not always the ideal in journalism.
Oh, no.
Prior to that, it was like,
if I got a paper,
I got the paper so I can convince people to vote for my guy.
Right.
Whichever side you were on.
Yeah, that's why a lot of cities had two newspapers. You know, one was the Republican paper and one was the Democrats paper.
Well, a lot of cities had, New York had about seven.
Well, New York, sure.
You know.
But like Denver had the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post. Even Cheyenne, Wyoming, when I moved up there. And that was the awkward thing. Was
Lancaster, PA, the New Era, and the Intelligencer Journal. Part of Wyoming, by the way, is in what we got in the Guadalupe Hidalgo. I don't know if you knew that.
I think I vaguely knew that.
I interrupted. What were you going to say about
it? I don't remember.
Sorry.
Couldn't have been that important. We are down to our last 3 minutes or so. What else do we need to touch on?
Oh, we talked about the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. Well, 828 is interesting. I don't know.
828, for folks who don't remember, is the movie studio. They were going to go to that place on Amador that's been empty forever, and it was a huge celebration when they announced that, and I was among those celebrating, and anyway. Didn't work out.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, there's certainly, you know, you and I heard from somebody yesterday evening in a meeting who thinks the city throwing out 828 is not so good. Mm-hmm. And, I've talked to their lawyer. And they criticize the city. On the other hand, I know, and I hope we have a discussion with the city and 828 guy or his lawyer at some point, but one thing I know for sure is the neighbors don't like 828 because they sure, you know, any property he picked up over between my house and Compress, all the neighbors who go over that way are appalled.
Well, it seems like they just never got it off the ground for whatever reason.
Well, they say they made or brought a couple of movies, and, you know, they certainly, it would be interesting to hear more about it from them in the city.
I was going to say, for the size of that property and for that investment, you know, making a couple of movies probably isn't what the city was looking for. And the truth is, there are other film studios around town that are opening and that are producing movies. And so, I don't know any more about the deal between the city and 858, but I think the impact on the overall movie industry, I mean, we were already, let's see, the Sun News has a story today saying that we were sixth in the nation, I think, to make movies. So, yeah,
well,
you know.
We've improved the number of movies made here every year over the last few years. I know that.
Yeah, number six on Movie Maker's best places to live and work as a movie maker. So
I think it's a wonderful place to live and work as a movie maker, which I was in my youth way long ago.